This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the vice president has been here a number of times, showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrat strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by 6, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. Wisconsin doctors may start testing babies for a rare and fatal brain disease called Krabbe disease. The federal government says states should be testing. 12 other states screen newborns for Krabbe, but the State Journal reports that Krabbe tests can produce false positives and some doctors have doubts about treatments. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Progress is being made for the beleaguered Oshkosh Arena. WLUK Fox 11 is reporting that Bayland Buildings, the company that built the arena, has paid more than $644,000 in back taxes, making it eligible for TIF funding and a liquor license. The facility is being managed by a court-appointed receiver. Bayland is suing the arena owner, Fox Valley Pro Sports, saying it's owed almost $12 million. The arena is home to the Wisconsin Herd. The Oshkosh Common Council voted down a proposal that would have done away with recreational fire permits in the city. Common Council member Carl Bulow.
So when our chief of fire comes before us and their staff is recommending against this for the education and safety portion of it, it's something that I don't see the benefit in removing the permitting process against their advice.
Councilmember Paul Esslinger is the one who requested the change to the ordinance.
I'm not arguing with the rules and regulations that go along with this. We clearly need those. Again, this is just whether we need to charge someone $15 to be educated, and the answer to that is no.
After a brief discussion, the council asked city officials to bring forward an ordinance that would keep the requirement for a permit for education and safety purposes, but would eliminate the $15 per year fee. Gas prices are starting to fall as summer demand decreases. The average price for a gallon of gas in Green Bay is $3.26 today, down almost 8 cents from last week. In Appleton, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.25, down over 5.5 cents from last week. And Wisconsin's overall average fell 8.6 cents last week to $3.31 per gallon. In August, college communities will see students and families preparing for the upcoming school year. Many students will be moving in or out of rental properties and should know what to do to protect themselves during the transition. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Michelle Reinen recommends doing your research.
You want to be sure that you are doing all you can to be sure you're dealing with someone who is going to be able to follow up with any concerns that you have. So never sign blank documents. You can learn more on movers from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they have great documents to prepare you for moving at protectyourmove.gov.
To know more about the rights and resources under rental agreements, DATCP has free online landlord-tenant resources at landlordtenant.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a 3-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him in his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy. We may become mostly cloudy for a time this afternoon with a sprinkle or two possible. Our high 75 this afternoon. The wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 50. Tomorrow, sunshine 73. On Wednesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.